What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take a look, shall we? Today's local news stories compiled for you for this morning's programme. Felipe VI of Spain formally confirmed on Wednesday his participation in the inauguration ceremony of the elected president of Panama, José Raúl Molina. This is on the 1st of July. This was reported by Miguel Lecaro, coordinator of the outgoing government of the transfer of presidential command. The president of Colombia, Gustavo Petro, also confirmed his attendance. A few weeks ago, the Colombian president had reported that he would visit the province of Bocas del Toro to ask the Panamanian government to be able to dig up the bodies of Colombians who died at the end of the 19th century and recover them as part of Colombian history. But he postponed his trip. Lecaro also reported that the prime ministers of Belize and Aruba confirmed their attendance. And regarding the attendance of Nayib Bukele, president of El Salvador, he indicated that he has not yet formally confirmed it. And according to Molina, the Salvadorian president had told him that he would come to Panama. Last week, the foreign ministry reported that the leaders of Ecuador, the Dominican Republic, Costa Rica, Honduras and Paraguay had confirmed their presence. And the vice president of Guatemala, Karen Herrera, announced on Wednesday that she will travel to Panama to attend the inauguration. I have been delegated to participate in your emotional democratic celebration of the transfer of command, Herrera reported through her official networks. The vice president, who will attend in place of the president, Bernardo Arvalo de Leon, added that the ties between Guatemala and Panama have been deeply intertwined over time, and today, together, we celebrate democracy throughout Latin America. On July the 1st, the José Raúl Molina, 64 years of age, will take the presidential sash to govern the country in the period 2024-2029. Molina, a former minister and substitute for former President Ricardo Martinelli in the elections, came to power after obtaining 34.23% of the votes in the election held on the 5th of May. Former Panamanian soccer player Jaime Pinedo reported that he's been offered the Technical Directorate of Sports and Recreation of the Panamanian Sports Institute, PANDEPORTES, but he made it clear that I will go, but with my work philosophy. Pinedo, goalkeeper of the World Cup team in Russia of 2018, said that he went to the first transition meeting accompanied by Miguel Ordenes, designated director of PANDEPORTES, and this was on Tuesday. I have my politics and philosophy. I'm very attached to the topic of performance. The centre of PANDEPORTES has to be the athlete because that's how it is. We do not have to neglect that. Beyond the fact that PANDEPORTES is an administrative institution, it is owed to the athletes, said Pinedo, who is currently the technical development advisor of the Panamanian Football Federation, FEPAFUT. The money that exists must be well managed and well distributed for the training of athletes, for high-performance athletes, and I'm going a little more for the topic of training sports, he added. The renowned goalkeeper highlighted that the position of technical direction encourages him a lot because he likes to contribute his grain of sand to all disciplines and make it clear that he has his job idea already. I leave after 3 months or at last 5 years. I've nothing about politics. I would simply go for things to be done well, to be done correctly, said Pinedo during the press conference for the Scotiabank Under-11 National Children's Soccer Championship. It's an address that handles money. The money belongs to everyone because in the end it is the money that comes from taxes. And if it has to be allocated to athletes and programs, let it be done correctly, he added. Roxana Mendez will join the government structure of the elected president José Raúl Molina after her appointment as general director of the questioned National Decentralization Authority, known as the AND. During the government of Ricardo Martinelli, she was Minister of Government and she was also Mayor of the District of Panama. Mendez was in charge of the Mayor's Office of Panama when she replaced Bosco Villarino, who left office after admitting that he had accepted a bribe from businessman Alexander Ventura Noguera for the construction of underground parking in the Belisario Porras Park. Currently, Mendez works as a social consultant and chairs the Foundation for Human Development. In the general elections of May of 2014, she failed in her re-election as mayor, being relegated in third place, obtaining 29% of the votes, being surpassed by José Isabel Blandón of the Panamanista Party by obtaining 35% of the votes. In 2013, Méndez was linked to an investigation in Spain for alleged use of public funds from the Panamanian state in the hands of Spaniards to promote political campaigns for her candidacy as mayor. The investigation mentions the creation of ghost news portals to promote Méndez, who allegedly allocated funds from the municipality of Panama to obtain these services. The Third Chamber of Supreme Court of Justice ordered the provisional suspension of the effects of Resolution Number DEIA-IA-55-2023 of July the 13th of that year, in which the Ministry of Environment, Medio Ambiente, approved the study Category 2 Environmental Impact Assessment of the Caribbean Corridor Project in Colón. The contentious administrative claim for annulment filed by Susana Serracin, an environmental lawyer, was admitted by the Supreme Court. Now, this is stated in Edict No. 1822 of the 17th of June of this year, which orders the provisional suspension of the construction project in the Quebrada Ancha Maria Chiquita highway known as the Caribbean Corridor, carried out by the Ministry of Public Works at a cost of $91,635,204.76. This 28.4-kilometre project has been denounced by environmental groups because it could cause strong environmental impacts to the Sierra Llorona Natural Reserve located in Colón in the Puerto Pilón district. The work was divided into two sections, the first from Quebrada Ancha to Sierra Llorona and the second section from Sierra Llorona to Maria Chiquita. Serracin pointed out that precisely one of the strongest criticisms is that the EIA of such a large project has been fragmented into two stages. A fragmentation of a project of this nature deliberately is with the aim of showing that the impacts are more moderate or minimal and not seeing the project as a whole, as an integral project. The environmental lawyer highlighted that one of the criticisms which the Medio Ambiente technicians themselves pointed out at the time was the richness and importance of the area, and that there are species that are still being studied and that a project with these characteristics is not recommended in the area with the alignment that they have, it was stated. The Minister of Public Security, Juan Manuel Pino, stated on Wednesday that the double homicide recorded in Guaynico Abajo province of Los Santos is related to drug trafficking. Pino also pointed out that those responsible for this crime belong to a criminal network that operates in the cities of Panama and Colón. After this double homicide that occurred early on Tuesday morning, Pino said that a constant aerial and maritime surveillance is maintained in the Guaynico Abajo area, since it is an especially vulnerable area for the landing of drugs. Investigations by anti-drug authorities reveal that the event is related to the control of a drug trafficking route, an area that was previously controlled by the group dismantled in Operation Alpes, led by Carlos Mosquera. The National Civil Protection System, SINAPROC, has announced the lifting of the green and yellow alerts throughout Panamanian territory, which started at 4 p.m. yesterday. This decision is based on technical analyses from the Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology of Panama, the IMHPA, which predicts periods of cloudy skies and downpours with possible storms, typical conditions of the rainy season. Well, in addition, the IMHPA has reported that Tropical Storm Alberto, which is moving in the Gulf of Mexico, does not represent a danger to Panama. The green and yellow alerts were maintained as preventative measures against various significant atmospheric systems in the region, and it was reported that the Emergency Operations Center will continue monitoring and surveillance in vulnerable areas against possible isolated downpours. With a daily average of 95 calls between January and May of this year, the Panama Fire Department has responded to 14,499 emergency calls. Now, according to a report from the Radio Control Section of the entity's National Directorate of Extinction, Search and Rescue Operations, the response trips were mostly to attend to cases of Africanized bees and grassland fires. This report details that the cases treated nationwide due to the presence of Africanized bees total 4,634. Of that amount, the highest number of responses was provided during the month of March with 1,202 and was followed by April with 1,108. Now, regarding fires, firefighters reported that the first 5 months of 2024 they attended 4,235 emergencies, and of this total, 3,669 were due to burning of grassland. In addition, 324 structural fires were recorded, 218 vehicular fires, 20 forest in protected areas, and 4 maritime. On the other hand, 1,092 vehicle accidents were attended to, 1,363 injured due to various situations, 872 calls for burning garbage, 525 for electrical damage, 428 for cutting and removing fallen trees, and 400 for animal rescue. In cases of burning garbage, it's worth remembering that emergencies occurred due to accidents in waste dumps, such as Patacon Hill Landfill. That required the intervention of the fire department and other entities on several occasions this year. The responses due to gas leaks totaled 253, and false alarms recorded were 259. My gosh, they're busy, aren't they? That's it. There's our look. Those are some of the local news stories compiled for you for this morning's programme.